You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're giving it up for the native soul rock sound of Saving Damsels and their forthcoming CD. Rockwired had a chance to speak with J.J. Otero of Saving Damsels regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, here is Saving Damsels with Sweet Girl.
Bye, 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 sweet girl. You've been hanging on way too long. Bye, 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 sweet girl. I hear some man has been doing you wrong. I hear you put up with all his lies. As the love you shared slowly dies, I hear you saying that it's okay. That it's your fault you're going to stay. Bye, 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 sweet girl. Too long. Bye, 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 sweet girl. I hear some man has been doing you wrong. I hear you begged him to stop his drinking. Since the bottle did all his thinking. I hear you try to be his best friend, and yet he chose his drunken boys in the end. Some man has been doing you wrong.
From their forthcoming, as of yet untitled CD, that was Saving Damsels with Sweet Girl. Visit the band at facebook.com or reverbnation.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with JJ Otero of Saving Damsels regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, you know, I understand you've got a CD in the making. How far is it from being released to the general public?
It's probably within the next couple of months, I would say. At least in the first quarter of 2012, everything's tracked, mixed. We need to send it out for mastering. And then, and of course, the last piece is to get the artwork designed and CDs replicated. Then we'll be good to go.
And how is this new album going to be different from the previous release? What's changed for you guys?
Well, some of the lineup has changed, and then the instrument that I play has changed quite a bit. And then, of course, just the growth of the band. So, initially, on the first album, I was playing acoustic guitar exclusively. And so that's going to be quite a bit different in terms of flavor and feel. And then my lead guitar changed. He had left at one point. So that is an entirely different person at this point. And we added keyboards. So the lead guitar is Chuck Hawley, and the keyboard is Douglas Bellin. So that, and those two fellows have really come in and given a professional spin to what we're already doing with old songs. So we were able to incorporate their skills and their sensibilities, musical sensibilities, and start moving us up in terms of professionalism and the sound of the band.
I see. And has any of this new material been tested in front of an audience yet, or?
That's funny. Yeah, we've actually been playing all the tunes.
Wow.
Out in public already. So, people are asking for CDs and stuff already for the new music. And we kind of did it just because we want to be able to go into the studio and have everything practiced ahead of time. There's only one song that was actually kind of written, finished off at the same time as the recording. But everything else we've already had been playing for a few months.
And who are you guys working with in terms of a producer, or are you guys just doing it yourselves?
We're producing our own album, but working real closely with Bill Palmer from Frogville Studios up in Santa Fe.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. And he's an excellent sounding board for what we needed to do. We walked in and said, this is what we're thinking, can you also participate in a way where you say, okay, no, that's not good, and that's not good. A little more, adding on the producer hat on top of the engineering you know, capabilities that he had. So that, we kind of went with the band doing some and then being, sounding off of him and seeing how it would work.
Let's see. And take me back a little bit. Talk about the genesis of this band. How did it get started?
Ooh, 2007, I was playing my acoustic music and was on my living room couch. And so I started writing a bunch of songs. And there are songs of loss and songs that were related directly with the struggle or a relationship that it ended with for me. And so that's most of the songs at that time were based on that. But, so that's how I started with the current music that we have. And I asked a good friend of mine, Carlo Johnson, if he wanted to come jam out some acoustic music. He had just, he was kind of on hiatus with the Red Earth Band. So him and I, we decided played around town a little bit acoustically, and then he said he knew of a guy from down there at Atlanta. His name is Joe Pacheco, and he said he played bass, and so we brought him on to play bass, and of course, that doesn't sound very good without a drummer, so we started hunting for a drummer. And we went through tons of drummers, and it was actually really kind of disappointing for a long time, because we couldn't find anybody that fit what we were doing and that was excited. So we went through a few, and then finally came across Pax Garcia, and he auditioned one night and then played with us the next night, and he's been with us ever since. Yeah, so it's been a pretty cool road. Joe and Pax are still the only original guys from the band that are still with me from the very beginning. Carlo went on to do his own thing, and when he left, the lead guitar position open, and that's when we brought on Chuck and Doug at that point.
I see. And talk about how music got started for you as an individual. How did that begin?
I sang a lot in church when I was younger, and I just loved to sing those old hymnals, and then there would be youth groups that we'd get together, and we would sing non-hymn types of songs. And I remember one of our youth leaders would bring out his guitar and play along with the song that we're singing. And I thought that was pretty cool, so that's when I decided to pursue guitar to accompany myself while I was singing. So guitar really was kind of an afterthought, and it's still kind of secondary to what I really love to do, and that's just to sing. So that's kind of where I got my start when I was about 17 with the guitar, but even further back, singing in church as a kid.
Check out Saving Damsels at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. From their forthcoming as of yet untitled CD, here is the Saving Damsels once again with Black Hair. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment, we're continuing our coverage on J.J. Otero of Saving Damsels. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the frontman regarding the band's forthcoming release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about how songwriting got started for you. I mean, it's one thing to you know, get into singing and another thing to pick up a guitar, but to write a song, how did that start?
That's actually kind of fun, a funny story. When I was 17, I'd gotten my first guitar. My dad bought me a guitar. And right away, I just took to it and started writing down lyrics. And at that point, there were pretty silly songs that I was writing. I remember I wrote one song called the Dirty Diaper Blues. it really was just kind of mocking older people that were married and had kids. So that, of course, I'm 17 and I don't have any kids and I'm not married. So I was just kind of a mocking of the of the adults in my life, and yeah, so that's how I got started songwriting. Just kept going from there, and then of course I went through some relationship issues, not issues, but relationships, and that's always good stuff for songs. So yeah, that's kind of funny. Yes, that one. It's cool though.
And talk about the songwriting process for you. How do you go about doing it?
A lot of times what will happen is I'll see something or hear something. Lately it's been more of hearing the news or hearing something on TV or having a moment that really strikes me and really touches on either the joy and sadness. Mostly the songs are kind of an exorcism for me, just to vent about the crazy things that are going on in my life or out in the world. And so that becomes a seed for a song, and I just start writing, and I'll pick up my acoustic and start strumming and figuring out tempo and chord progressions, and for the lyrics of the song or melodies to sit on top of.
And with that being said, what songs off of this forthcoming album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
The one song, probably the very last song, which is an acoustic song called, forget the Coming Light. And this is, that song is really different from the rest, because it's just me singing, with an acoustic, and then, which is my origins, as far as the band is concerned. And then Doug, the keyboard player, is playing or trying to simulate a harmonium. And so it's more of a, for me, it's a real spiritual song. And I wrote it right soon after I had a meditation session, and I just felt like I was carried off into the nothing that they talk about, or just the absolutely just being connected to everything. So that is probably the most powerful song for me on the current album. And I initially wasn't part of the set list, but at the last minute I decided to go ahead and record it and put it on the album, just to record it, I guess. I don't know. And I also felt like it was a good message of how we are spiritual beings, and that we can connect at any point in our lives. Sometimes it's more intense and sometimes it's not so intense in terms of that connection. So that'll be the song that I would choose.
Now, almost synonymous with you and Saving Damsels is Rock the Nine. Talk about what inspired that.
Actually, a friend of mine, Rod Lacey, who is the lead singer and guitar player for The Old Main, he was saying one year when we got our start, we really need a venue to that focuses just on roots-oriented rock music here in the Gathering of Nations. And so him and I started to get the ball rolling, and we ran with it and just said, well, let's try to get some bands together and let's see if we can find some roots-based music. And so I came up with the title Rock the Nine. Of course, the nine referring to the 49 that usually happens after a powwow party.
Right.
Yeah, and rock referring to the root stuff that we were playing. And that's where it got started. It was a one-night deal initially. Now it's, for this year, it's turning into, three nights of music, and then actually capping it off for the last night with a comedy night. Kind of different, but all sponsored by Rock the Nine. Yeah.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this upcoming album?
I just say, I always kind of make light of it and say, well, this will be the soundtrack to the end of the world. So the Mayans predicting the 2012 being the last year. But on a more serious note, probably just, I hope people connect with the music, and I think they do. And the greatest evidence of that is the one song is called Sweet Girl, and it's a song really relating to domestic violence a little bit, and spouses being left by left alone or abandoned or just even ignored by husbands that drink too much or are doing all the other crazy stuff. And so, yeah, that song just really speaks strongly to that message.
Visit the band at their official website, www.savingdamsels.com. From their forthcoming CD, here is Saving Damsels once again with Stuck.
Hostile, spewing words so ugly and vile.